The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we take great pride in being Polk County's bank, founded in Frostproof in 1920 and now in our third generation of family ownership. Our team members also work, live, and give back to the local communities we serve. One of the ways we give back is as a presenting sponsor of Community Fest. This family-focused local event is just one of the activities that makes Winter Haven a premier destination for families. If you're looking for a community bank with a heart for people, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone, Bree here. I am thrilled to be back on the microphone hosting It's Happening in the Haven podcast after being away on maternity leave and also prepping to take the podcast to in-house production. So we're really excited about this new chapter of the podcast, and we have an amazing season coming up, which is all about Winter Haven being a premier family destination. So before we hop into a new season, we thought we would meet as a team to record a little bit of a year in review to celebrate all the amazing things that we did in 2023 and all of the amazing things that will come in 2024. So stay tuned for an awesome episode. Welcome, everyone, to the podcast.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Bree.
We have a lot of hellos going. So we have Sarah Beth.
Hello.
We have Hannah.
Hi.
We have Anna.
Hello.
And we have Inga.
Hi.
So we're all here. The team, the gang is back together. We're so excited to be on the podcast again. We are actually excited to announce that we will be taking the podcast in-house. We're doing in-house production, which we're super excited about. And actually, it's going to be in-house production in the Hap Hazelwood recording studio, to be official. We love Hap Hazelwood, so shout out to Hap. And we're excited to also be offering this space as a part of our rentals. So if you didn't know, in 2023, we finished up our capital campaign, and we made our building so beautiful. It was a labor of love, but it was needed, and we're so excited to be offering some new spaces for people who are looking to rent locally and stay in a really great location. I mean, we're right in downtown, so it's awesome. So if you're looking to record a podcast, we have a wonderful recording studio that you can rent. So that's a very exciting thing, right?
And if you're interested in renting, you can contact Inga.
Exactly. Inga at winterhavenchamber.com. So hit her up if you're interested in renting the recording studio or our lovely, we have a conference room, which is presented by South State on the third floor. And then we have the Citizens Bank and Trust Auditorium on the second floor. So lots of options for rentals, which is very exciting. So we're back, excited to be here. And before we get into the meat of kind of what's coming up this year in 2024, we thought we would do a little year in review and talk about kind of the highlights from 2023. So are y'all ready to go back in time?
Always.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
This time last year, we were rolling out a brand new logo.
Can we talk about how that was only a year ago? Because it feels like a lifetime ago.
It does feel like a lifetime ago, first of all. Yeah, I looked back at the video that we posted and I was like, wasn't this 3 years ago? So it's crazy that that was just, I think it was January 2023.
So I was not even with y'all. I knew it was happening, but then I found it on social media and I was like, oh,
right. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Hannah was on maternity leave in January, December, January, and then came back in February. Yes. Right. So Hannah missed out on all of that fun, but was with us in spirit, obviously. So that was definitely an exciting way to start the year.
It was beautiful, and it was really gave us an opportunity to link all of our brands. So yes. Under the Chamber, we have the foundation, we have Endeavor, our Young Professionals program, we have our youth leadership programs and our adult leadership programs. Mm-hmm. So it really gave us a way to make all of those look cohesive and not yes. like there were 15 different things coming out of
100%.
This building.
Yes. So I like the cohesiveness. I was going to say consistent, but cohesive yes. just sounds better. I love it.
It also looks great on a mug.
It does look great on a mug and a shirt. These things are important. Like these are in details you can't forget. So that was very exciting. Also, we concluded our first year of our youth leadership program. So Sarah Beth, I don't know if you want to kind of give us some details about that.
Definitely. So Youth Leadership Winter Haven is a spinoff of our Adult Leadership Winter Haven program. So we're in class 43 for adult leadership. So Youth Leadership just finished its first class. It's got a long way to go. But one of the things that we always talk about with our adult leadership program is so many of the sites we visit are the best kept secret in Winter Haven. But then we wonder why our students, we have such a brain drain and our students go off to college or go into their careers and choose to live in Tampa or Orlando or other places. So we thought, man, we should give them all these best kept secrets before they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our first Youth Leadership Winter Haven class of 19 students. These were all sophomores and juniors in high school. That we're able to go through the program. It's different than the adult program in that we do very different sites, and it's very much more focused on potential careers for young professionals, making sure that they can see themselves as young professionals in Winter Haven. So we had a great time with those students. I will tell you, and Hannah may be able to speak a little bit to this, but they will give you hope for the future. But we had a great time with them, and I think we have several of them that are interning at some of our local businesses now this year. I know we had one interned with the Clerk of Courts office. We have a couple that have been volunteering with the police department. So we have several that have gone on and are now making an impact in the community.
Wow, tears.
Even before they go off to college and careers. So
these kids are fantastic. I think it's so easy to get a little discouraged when you see those, like, terrible stories about kids just not being kind to mm-hmm, the older generation mm-hmm. or something, you know, crazy stuff like that. But these kids have so much hope for the future, and they are so smart mm-hmm. and kind. And I'm telling you, they're just speaking to this group, you have so much hope for
wow, it sounds like
our,
we need the tissues in here because that's a joyful, happy thing.
Yeah. Well, and one of the conversations with starting this program is we're looking at workforce development has to start mm-hmm. today with our high schoolers to make right. sure they even know what job opportunities are out there. So I think it's been a great way to give them a glimpse of this is what your future could look like in Winter Haven.
In Winter Haven, exactly.
And they've really captured our history, too. I know we had a group from class two. We're in class two yes. now. And our class two group has been volunteering with Bob at the History Museum.
It's amazing.
And so they've gotten very involved there as well.
Yeah, I have really enjoyed hearing all the stories, especially the ones where, you know, a student went on a trip and they were like, I didn't know this was even a thing. And now I have a whole new career path. And it's amazing because you don't know what you don't know. I mean, you've talked about that, too. Like, if you don't know that there's an opportunity out there that might, you know, be best for you, then how do you know to pursue it, you know? So this definitely opens up a lot of doors for the future for them. So we're definitely proud of that. And obviously we're in the midst of our second class that's happening right now. So that's definitely a program that we're proud of. So we'll keep moving along here. We also completed our capital campaign in 2023.
Whoop, whoop. Yes, yeah. You did.
We can all say yay to that. So, Sarah Beth, I'll have you talk a little bit about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and so this is a little bit of a throwback Thursday, too, because for those of you that have been with us a while, you'll remember we started this capital campaign long before
mm-hmm.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The public phase went public December of 2019 with capital campaign fundraising, and then, of course, COVID hit in early 2020. So it kind of slowed us down a little bit. We kind of put a halt on the capital campaign at the time. We had finished the first floor and the third floor renovations by end of 2020, and we're holding off on the second floor. So we are pleased to say that construction is complete on the
Yay!
Second floor. That, of course, included adding an awning onto our second floor balcony, which if you've ever been outside in Florida, it is either hot or sunny or raining. So there are lights on the balcony, which allow us to use it in the evenings when it's a little cooler out. We can't totally control the heat, but we can at least block the sun and protect you from the rain. So we have some great opportunities with rentals. On our second floor with the full auditorium, that space has now been opened up into one huge room as opposed to the two smaller rooms. And really, we've been able just to upgrade our auditorium and our second floor as well as the rest of the building to make it something that's ready for the future, to do a lot more professional development opportunities, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and really bring us into the future of our business community. So I will say that because Hap would want me to say this on his in his podcast studio, that our capital campaign, while the capital campaign is complete, we will now have a burn the mortgage campaign because we do have a small mortgage. So if you are interested in donating towards the mortgage or in any potential naming rights opportunities, most of our bigger spaces have been taken, but we do have several of our smaller spaces still available. So feel free to reach out to me. And I would love to have that conversation with you.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see this building transform. Because if you're listening and you had been in our building before 2019, a little outdated, you know, nothing wrong with that. But it's time to freshen things up, get excited about the future. So we did that with the support of many donors and sponsors and our members, and we couldn't be more thankful for their support because we obviously wouldn't be sitting here in this beautiful podcast studio without their support. So thank you to anyone who supported us through the capital campaign.
Yes, a huge thank you.
I mean, very huge thank you.
Yes. And if you
can, day difference.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you come to the chamber and want a tour, your jaw will be on the ground because you'll be like, wow, what a beautiful space. So
I also do want to point out that our building is not the only thing that's been improved in this corner of downtown with the completion of the Staybridge Suites Hotel and the renovation of Joyce B. Davis Park. Our little corner of downtown is just so beautiful.
And the parking piazza.
And the parking piazza. It's so beautiful, so well lit. And if you guys haven't seen the hotel, she's beautiful. Amazing. You can see a lot of parts of Lake Howard, which is really awesome from some of those rooms. But our little corner of downtown is just so beautiful.
That is a nice hat
tip. It's a nice glow up,
for sure. And the city did a great job, everybody involved in that. There was some construction on our end of the street for some time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I started in March of 2022, and they started construction on the parking piazza my second day here.
Oh my gosh, and that's crazy.
I'm pretty sure the last porta potty was removed while we were closed for Christmas last week. So it has literally been a year and a half of construction. Yeah. But this end of downtown is gorgeous now.
Yes, it is.
We are so thrilled. Yeah. It was worth the wait.
It was.
And we would love to share the small earthquakes in our building.
I was going to say, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I might have complained about the shaking of my desk every now and again, but it was definitely worth it.
Yeah. So worth it.
It's beautiful. So thank you for pointing that out because there were a lot of things happening on this corner of Winter Haven. So that's always fun. Also, a big thing that we did in 2023 was we celebrated our 100 years at our annual meeting.
Oh, yeah.
100 years of chamber fun in Winter Haven. We're so thankful because, again, we wouldn't be here 100 years later without the support of our members and volunteers and sponsors. So that was a huge thing. And honestly, getting to dress up in the 20s attire was so fun.
We might have had a little fun with it.
Yeah, we did. We did a little Taylor Swift TikTok
video.
I meant
a lot of
and
fun with it.
It was
we had to throw it back to the 20s. We had to.
Yeah, it was a little nod to the 20s. We had some help from Bob Gurner to do a little hat tip to all the history. Bonnie Parker helped a lot with, you know, Bonnie Parker takes pictures at every event, which we are so thankful for because we were able to like really be able to capture and have things for people to actually look at, pictures to look at of where we have been and where we are now, because Bonnie has taken pictures. I mean, literally, I think she was the one who gave us the pictures of the groundbreaking for this building. So that was very helpful. So everyone who helped us make that event successful, thank you.
Because and I think everyone who bought into dressing up,
we were really concerned.
Really made it successful.
It was fun.
Looking back at the pictures, it really is amazing how many people bought into our crazy little idea of throwing it back to the 20s.
Yeah, I think people doubted us. But
even the guys.
Showed up.
Shout out to Dan Chesnica because he provided some people with their outfits, but then also acted as our stage manager and helped us with the confetti cannons at the end, were surprisingly difficult.
Needed some manpower on that one.
Dan Chesnica did text me the day before our event to let me know that he had been to the costume warehouse for the theater like 18 times in the past 3 days because he had lots of people borrowing. So we are thrilled, A, that Dan is willing to share, and B, that everyone was willing to participate.
Yeah, that was a good one. You can see all those pictures. We have some of those posted on our Facebook page, so go check them out. If you didn't make it, I'm so sorry, because it was the event of the season, if I can say so myself. So that was very exciting. And then in October, we celebrated our 5th year of Endeavor Serves. So Endeavor Serves, if you don't know, is a board training service to get people prepared to serve on boards. And we've had such a great turnout for that, with the support of CPS Investment Advisors, as well as United Way of Central Florida. We've been able to provide that program for free at no cost to anyone. So you can come and learn about everything that it takes to serve on a board completely free. And there's food and wonderful local leaders who speak on a variety of different topics. But it's been a wonderful program to host. And we've also had Tracy Kimbrough has been with us every year. So involved. She's so amazing.
Huge shout out to
Tracy. Absolutely. She does so much. For all of the Young Professionals programs and chambers who host that program.
She literally goes to every single one.
She does. I mean, it's insane. And Bartow, she'll come in Lakeland, and she's like, I'm so sorry, I'm late. I'm like, I can't believe you even came here from Lakeland, first of all. So thank you for your support. And then she comes in and she's so excited to add like the wisdom and knowledge that she has about serving on board. So
much valuable information. And just to learn and ask these like even specific questions or scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so valuable, and for it to be free is just crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all, if you haven't done the program, hit me up, let us know, because we will be doing that again probably in October, November timeframe again. The dates are different every year, but we will be posting those hopefully very soon. So you'll be able to stay tuned for that. So that was a great thing to celebrate. Also a big thing is we conquered 3 maternity leaves in 2023.
Woo!
Get it. We were very thrilled to conquer these things. Anna has her eyes so big right now because she had to endure these things. But
Inga.
Yes. Yep. But all we, three. Yeah, we are very proud. Our team is small but mighty. So I wanted to add that because, you know, I think everybody else sees the chamber just functioning and beep bopping along as normal. But, you know, it's hard when you're missing one person in a small team. So shout out to everybody for holding down the fort and rocking it.
Teamwork really Absolutely. Does make the dream work.
100%.
Yes, everyone had to wear a different hat that wasn't our exact job at some point.
Yeah.
And thanks, y'all.
Yes.
Appreciate
you. Thank you. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for giving us cute little babies to snuggle with.
Exactly.
And play with and admire in pictures.
We
Can
love
I
it.
Just say one thing. When I got here, we've never had really a full staff. But the way everybody just says, okay, how can I help? How can I get this? How can I do this for you? I don't think people really realize what the amount of activity and the amount of work that are behind the scenes at the chamber. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't until I came here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I did tell her we did events in her interview. I think she underestimated how many.
Right.
I didn't give a vague exact description.
Honestly, if you gave her an exact number, maybe she wouldn't have come. So, yeah. Well, Inga, we appreciate that because there is a lot of work that goes into the chamber, and we're obviously proud of that work. But it takes everybody rocking and rolling, you know. So. I'm proud of that. We conquered 3 maternity leaves. Go team. Yay. We also celebrated 32 ribbon cuttings for our members.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, go Anna. Ribbon cuttings, yeah. Celebrating all of the amazing things that our members are doing. And then we also celebrated 102 new members.
Whoop, whoop.
Also, whoop, whoop. This is a very good thing.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mihalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County. Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mihalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages. And check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media.
So all in all, 2023 was a fantastic year. So if you're listening and you came to any of our events or volunteered or you sponsored or you joined the chamber, we want to say thank you because, again, we couldn't do what we do every single day without your support. So we want to say thank you for all of your support in 2023. But now it is 2024, people, and we are so excited to be kicking off a new year. And we have three big events that are coming up over the next few months. So I wanted to make sure we shared a little bit about that. So, Anna, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about Economic Summit, that would be awesome.
I shall.
Awesome.
So Economic Summit is our annual kind of economic forecast for the upcoming year. So this year we're taking it back to Polk State College. So we're excited to be back on the Winter Haven campus at Polk State. And we will be joined by Ben Friedman, who is the economic development specialist at Duke Energy Florida. I've heard really wonderful things about his forecasts and how he's able to present it in a very funny and realistic and not like jargony way, which is super helpful because if you're like me and don't know a lot about
economic forecasts
and economic forecasting,
yes, if you will,
that's always super helpful. So we're really excited for that. It is going to be a breakfast event on Thursday, January 25th. Again, that's at the Winter Haven campus of Polk State College. There will be a continental breakfast, coffee, orange juice, all that good stuff. So definitely come and join us. Mm-hmm. There will also be a Q&A at the end. So come with your best questions. There will be QR codes. If you've gone in the past couple of years, you kind of know the format. But the QR codes are great because you're able to submit your questions as you're thinking of them. Mm-hmm. And then we answer them live at the end of the program. So it'll be a really, really good time. I'm excited.
So you can register for that at winterhavenchamber.com. And that event is presented by Bank of Central Florida. So we are excited. And they actually, you know, have been presenting this event for a couple of years now.
Very thankful for that.
Yes, absolutely. So that will be a good one. So mark your calendars. And if you haven't, go buy your tickets now. And then the next ones coming up are Taste of Winter Haven and Community Fest, which throwback, if you didn't know this, we actually used to host these two events on the same day. We don't do that anymore. Thank the Lord. Hannah, if you want to tell us a little bit about Taste and Community Fest.
Yes. So I am also thankful they're not on the same day because then I can't put my entire focus onto just one event at a time and mm-hmm. make them the best that they've ever been. My goal, everyone on my team know, this team knows, I want to make it better than it was before, and I have crazy ideas. Which sometimes work and sometimes don't. But
hey, you gotta have them. You gotta try
walks
it.
Into your office and says, "I have an idea. You better buckle up." Because
you never know.
It's probably gonna be a great one, but sometimes it's a little terrifying. Sometimes.
So, Taste of Winter Haven is on Thursday, February 15th, and it is our event for our local foodies at Venue 650. So drinks, any like a variety of food options. We have desserts, breweries, wineries, all that you can think of. It's going to be there. And we already, I literally counted today, we have 17 vendors that have signed on, and we are so, so excited. A lot of new vendors as well. So it's going to be great. And we're going to have some live music, and that is presented by the Maholic Auto Group, Low Payment Kings, and it's just going to be fantastic. I think it gets better every single year.
Absolutely.
And the doors open for that event at 6. You have to be 21 and older to attend, so if you're under 21, sorry.
Sorry.
But it is a fantastic event to really just focus in on our, you know, restaurant and catering food, drink community. And
yeah,
there we have so many hidden gems in that area. Definitely. Of Winter Haven. And so much good food. So
this is definitely a great way to have all of it at your fingertips in one evening.
Yes.
And you get to try small bites from all of them. And if you go back for a second helping, we'll keep it a secret. We won't tell anybody. but we definitely try to share the love with everyone there. So that's going to be a great event. And that's also on the week of Valentine's. So if you're wanting, yes, a little V-Day
date night,
that is a great way to do it. Also, early bird ticket prices are about to end very soon. So make sure you go to centralfloridatix.com to get your tickets. I will tell you, this event does sell out. So
every year,
if you want to come, you need to, as you're hearing it in your ears, you need to be on your phone,
mm-hmm,
on Central Florida Tix getting your tickets, because if you don't buy them, sorry, because when
if
we sell out.
If you wait until the week of, you probably won't be able to get a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, so we don't sell them at the door anymore. It's just it sells
it
out.
It always hurts my heart when we get so many calls that week. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't get my ticket. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I literally cannot allow more than this number in.
We love the fire department, but we don't want them to come.
That we don't want them to
coming as a participant,
right? We don't want them to shut us down. So mark your calendar, get your tickets February 15th for Taste of Winter Haven. What about Community Fest, Hannah?
Community Fest, it's 2 weeks after Taste of Winter Haven. Mm-hmm. It is Saturday, March 2nd, and that event is from 11 to 4 in downtown Winter Haven. We have all three parks booked. We have Virginia Miller, Central, South Central, and we have vendors and sponsors set up throughout the entire park. It's a little over 100 vendors that we have set up. Food trucks, games, rock walls, bounce houses, characters, anything you can think of, we have it. And it's, mm-hmm, free for our community. And it's just a way for our businesses to give back. And we love it. And
they get exposure for thousands of people that come in the park.
Yes.
I mean, it's a win-win for all people.
Yes, it's so, so fun. So you definitely want to sign up for a sponsorship or become a vendor. To be a vendor, it's only $35. And if you just want to come and hang out, it's free to attend. And you can see all of our local businesses, see some of the crafty things people are doing, buy some really good food.
You can also bring your babies and dogs.
Yes, babies, dogs. All that. You can go to our downtown businesses because they're open that day too. And it's just a great day. So
yeah, that's a great Saturday. Yeah, so mark your calendars, March 2nd.
The weather is usually wonderful.
That's Chamber of Commerce.
Special order for
Sarah Beth said she put in that order as soon as she could. So it's there. It's going to be beautiful. And that event is presented by Citizens Bank and Trust. So shout out to the Citizens team. Not only do they sponsor that event, they also provide many volunteers.
I can't say thank you enough to the Citizens team
for
those volunteers, because without them, our team couldn't make it happen.
No way.
And
we had to 1 year, and it was rough.
We did not make it nearly as well as any other year, and it took much longer as every other year that I have done Community Fest. So thank you, Citizens. Appreciate you.
Yeah. We are a small but mighty team, but small is the key word there for an event like Community Fest, because if you've been there, it's a big event. So we're very excited. That's a great thing for families to come and just enjoy a free day in the park. So mark your calendars and come out for that. You don't need to register because it's free. So just mark your calendars for that. So those are three of the biggest events that are coming up right at the beginning of the new year. So we want to make sure you don't miss out. But some other new things that are coming up in 2024. We are launching a new professional development series called Morning Momentum, which I'll have Hannah talk about. And we are revamping our leadership alumni program. So Hannah, it's all you. Go for it.
Back to me. our Morning Momentum series, I'm super excited about it. I think that this was kind of like our team brainstorm when our members were telling us, hey, we really want some more professional development. We were really trying to think of ways that, what like a program that can give back to our members. And help you grow in different areas. Mm-hmm. So this first, it's going to be split up almost into like four series. Like in each series is going to be three parts. So we're starting out this beginning, January through March, with a marketing series.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is with Nikki Smith. And she's going to talk about, design in marketing, AI as a business tool, that kind of stuff. And I'm super excited to learn about that and just, you know, be able to provide for our members something that is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a super exciting tool that I think is going to be really valuable.
Yeah, I think that people will be able to come and sharpen their skills, because you might come to a session and know a little bit about it, but you never know. You know, you can take it into so much more depth than I think you realize. And so we're going to have amazing local leaders who are here in the community, and they're basically, you know, pros in their field to share a little bit about that. So Nikki is a marketing guru, an entrepreneur. She actually sits on our board of directors. And we have obviously a lot more local leaders in the pipeline to share about things like marketing and finance and strategic planning and all of those things. So if you haven't already, make sure you go online to winterhavenchamber.com and sign up. That is free to our members. There is a price for non-members. So if you're listening and you are a non-member, you can still join us, but you're going to have to pay to play, baby. Unless you want to join the chamber, which will work too.
And that's Thursday, January 18th from 9 to 11.
And that'll be here at the chamber. Yep. So keep your eyes open for all of the Morning Momentum sessions. Those will be an ongoing thing. And again, each will have a three part series in those, and they'll cover different topics. So you can come and sharpen your business tools for the year and kind of get some new, hopefully, tools in your toolkit for your business.
And you don't have to come to all three parts of this series.
Right.
You can drop in to one, you can come to two, you can come to all of them. But we'll be sure to release beforehand exactly what part of marketing it's covering or what part of the topic it's covering. So you can kind of pick and choose which is the best to fit your needs.
Right. Because if you're a pro in design, maybe you don't want to come to this one. But there will be other ones too. So that's the beauty of it. You can pick and choose. That's a good point, Sarah Beth. So that's super fun. Now we can talk about the revamp of Leadership Winter Haven Alumni.
So yes, Leadership Alumni. We are in our 43rd year of our Leadership Winter Haven program, which is amazing, longest standing in the county. But that means we have over 500 alumni mm-hmm. graduates in the program. So we wanted to, provide something for our alumni graduates, because it's not just done when you graduate. We have different events scheduled, different luncheons, all of that good stuff, social events, professional development, anything like that, that we can provide for our alumni graduates. We've already had a few different events. We, of course, always have a welcome reception for our incoming class. And we also got to have a social at Legoland and visit the old Cypress Gardens, which was so exciting.
So fun.
And this year, we already have we have an alumni coffee and conversation kind of deal on the second floor balcony. It's the first event on our George Jenkins balcony. And that one's just to talk about, the alumni experience, which we're super excited about. And then we also have a Leadership Alumni Tour coming up in February, Wednesday, February 7th. So definitely want to reach out and get on the calendar for that one. And we already have a few other social events scheduled in a few months. We have a shuffleboard social coming up. We have so many different things that I just could just talk about this all day. It's just so exciting. And so I'm excited to get this on its feet and mm-hmm. provide something for our alumni.
Absolutely.
And just a little bit about the alumni tour. So that will be spots that you probably didn't get to see during your leadership class because they may not have been open yet. It may be something new to the community. So we've been working on that schedule this week. And we're really excited about being able to go to some of the newer places in town and do the behind the scenes tours that are most recent class or two may have gotten to see, but classes that graduated, even I was class 38, which was 5 or 6 years ago, and there are several things on the new tours that I did not mm-hmm. get to see when I was going through because they didn't exist yet. So really excited to be able to celebrate with our leadership alumni some of the new things that have come in each year.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the benefits, is really being able to stay connected to all the new things that are happening. Because there are a lot of things that we still do from the past, but there's so much happening now. And there's so much growth in Winter Haven that there are great opportunities to, see Peppa Pig or, you know, all the new stuff that's coming down the pipeline. And also being able to have connection to our communication to stay updated about things that are happening at the chamber, things that are happening in Winter Haven and things like that. So there are a lot of benefits to joining the alumni program. And if you want to learn all those benefits, then you'll come to our little coffee and conversation event. That's January 12th.
Yes. January 12th, we're going to have some coffee. The balcony is going to be open, and hopefully this nice weather stays for that.
But if it rains, we have an awning, so it's fine. So you can't say that it's raining, so I didn't come, because we have an awning for that. So that one will be a really great event if you want to learn more about all the benefits of being in the alumni program. So is there anything else that you guys can think of that we need to cover? We did talk about a lot. So one thing that we actually did at the end of 2023 that I forgot about until Anna reminded me is our tote bags. We partnered with Sally and Nando with Winter Haven Apparel and the Print House to produce some lovely Winter Haven tote bags. So if you like tote bags, like we all do, I mean, don't deny it, you love tote bags, you need to come to our information center and grab one. So those are $20, I believe. So come to our information center and grab you one of those and the other merch that we have also in the lobby there. So you can load up on all your Winter Haven merch because represent, we love Winter Haven.
The tote bags say on them, some call it a haven, we call it home, which is one of my favorite catchphrase.
It's a great little slogan. So if you like it, grab it.
And we just had somebody come and buy a couple different Winter Haven merch items from our lobby, and she is taking them to Switzerland.
No kidding, Inga.
International, baby.
Do you hear this, y'all? If you don't get your hands on it, somebody from Switzerland is. Come on. We are global and national, if you will, okay? So anyways, obviously we're a little bit biased if you can't tell, but they're really cute. And if you haven't seen them, you can see pictures on our social media in case you want to check it out before you come to the information center. But those are there. And we are open from 10 to 4 Monday through Friday. We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring season 8 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius mammography exam and the Brevera breast biopsy system. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
So come and grab those. And then I also want to say as we're wrapping up that we are starting a new podcast season that is all about Winter Haven being a premier family destination. So
yeah, it is.
Yeah, play, stay, live, all of the things. And we're really proud of a lot of things that have happened over the past couple of years that have just really continue to solidify Winter Haven as a family destination. Our Trail Town designation, which is pretty new. Obviously, Peppa is pretty new. So there are a lot of things that make us a great place for families to, you know, put down roots and do something really special and have a great place to raise their family and new career paths,
visit.
I mean, it's the whole thing. We're the whole package, if you will. So if you want, make sure you subscribe, follow us, our podcast page on social media. We are going to have a great season talking about how Winter Haven is just an awesome family destination. So I think that's it for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support in 2023. We are obviously looking forward to a wonderful new year. 2024 is full of possibilities. So if there's anything that we can help you guys with as your chamber team, give us a call, stop in our information center, shoot us an email, hit us up on social media, whatever it is. We are here to help you and hopefully help you grow in the new year as your business. And we're excited to see all the things that happen. So thank you guys and peace out.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.